All right, I just told you about my trip to the Paul McCartney show on Monday night. Apparently, the guy in charge of the ushers on Monday night is our old buddy who joins us now on the ticket hotline. We say good morning to Jesse the Usher, our favorite octogenarian. Jesse, can you hear us?
I can just barely hear you.
Well, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show, and hope everything went well on Monday night at the Paul McCartney concert.
Well, thank you for having me on. Ran security for that Paul McCartney rock show concert. I was, because of my seniority, I was in charge of the backstage security. And there are so many crazies that turn up at these acid hippie shows that Mr. McCartney does. There will be all kinds of crazy people. I turned away some Yasser Arafat impersonator who said he was a drummer for the Beatles.
Wait a minute. We were all waiting for Ringo to show up. I think you may have ruined that.
He was saying something like he needed to be on there on stage playing them drums in 5 minutes. And I didn't believe a damn word of that.
Well, that may have been Ringo Starr.
Well, that sounds familiar. I asked him his name, and he gave me some fake sounding name like that.
Yeah, that may have been him.
But Mr. McCartney was, despite his loud pop rock, he was a fairly pleasant man. I told him I didn't care much for his music. Mm-hmm. And it's a little too clang, clang, twangy, twang for me. But,
right.
But he was nice, and I told him how much I like Lawrence Welk, and that's real music now.
Uh-huh.
And he smiled and everything, and pointed to some old strange-looking guitar he had there. It wasn't a proper guitar. It had only four strings on it.
That's a bass.
Like looked like a fiddle that growed up, and and as he was explaining it to me, I was sitting down on the stand, and I fell down, lost my balance, and fell right into that thing, and that thing, that full thing snapped plumb in half.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
But Mr. McCartney, before I fell down, Mr. McCartney, I asked him, I says, how old's that thing now? And he said it was 50-some-odd years old, and I asked him what he paid for it. He said, $15. So after I broke it in half, I pulled out my wallet, and I gave him 3 fives.
Probably didn't cover the current value, but
that's horrible.
All right, now I'm talking to you on a cellular phone. My grandkids got me so I can stay in touch with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
But I'm standing out here guarding the northern entrance of that Ebola apartment down on Marquita.
You're working security over there, huh?
Working security. I have a handgun, and I ain't afraid to use it.
What are your instructions? What are you supposed to do?
Well, nobody gets in or out of here with the Ebola. Okay. That's my instructions.
Okay.
How do you know?
I can just tell if they look like they're carrying a fever. I hit them on the back of a head with a big Bertha and put a few rounds into their knees.
Jeez.
To immobilize them.
I don't know. That sounds like a proper defense.
No offense to that man that we have in the White House right now, but I don't understand why the hell we can't close these borders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These people from coming in here with the Ebola.
Yeah.
And I'm... From what I understand, Barack Obama is a Democrat.
Obama?
Yet he's still letting all these libertarians like Thomas Duncan waltz into our country.
Yeah, they're from Liberia.
Liberia.
Shooting at Ebola all over the place.
That's not really how it happened, but yeah, I know. It's really concerning.
I done shot 4 people this morning that I caught loitering around out there.
That's... Probably a better way to handle that.
Well, first time I shot that gun, I got this big old dirty hairy 44 mag.
Yeah.
I hadn't shot it in about half a century, you understand, so I wasn't used to that old kick on that thing.
When's the last time you shot it?
50 years ago. I shot it, took off a Japanese head.
Oh, my jeez, Jesse. These are
okay,
different.
He was in World
War II. Yeah, these are different times.
He was in World War II. That's...
But I shot it this morning, and I lost my balance, fell back, broke my hip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's... It took me to Presby there for a while, and I got all patched up, and I come on back down here.
That was quite a morning for you. Better be careful with that hip.
Y'all heard of the Mavericks basketball?
Yes, we've heard of the Mavericks basketball.
I'll say it's almost time, isn't it?
Yep.
I got to hunker down for 42 nights of Mark Cuban, and Lordy, I dread that.
Yeah, he can be tough, I guess.
And I tell you, they got the most impatient coach I've ever met in all of my born days.
Rick Carlisle?
Well, he'll be heading out to the court for a game. This happened last year many times. He'd be heading out to the court of the game, and he'd ask me how I'm doing, and I'd start telling him what's wrong with my hip and my kidneys. And tell them about, stories, things that happened to me in the war, and something I saw on TV last week or whatnot. And he yells at me every time that Jesse shut the F up.
Yeah.
Like, well, why did you ask me how I was doing if you ain't got no interest in hearing it?
Well, hang in there. It's a long basketball season.
What's that you say now?
I said, hang in there. It's a long basketball season.
I can't hear a damn thing.
All right, I guess that's it. There goes Jesse.